Well, Christian, as we look what's going on within the markets today, we see the wheat fall to a three-week low, the corn is lower, the beans are lower, and it just seems like the market, since Monday's report, has suddenly started really focusing on what Mother Nature's doing. And I don't want to call it put that little panic feel, but knowing that there's a lot of delays that we're going to see this spring.
Yeah, I think delays are going to be a big part of it. That, really, in the wheat, the talk about rain is what's driving that market. And it's going to be one of those, we'll see how much rain falls to see, you know, the long-term impact, because they're going to need rain. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, the good to excellent rating, well, in Kansas at 32 and Oklahoma at 11 and Oklahoma at 17, and I believe Texas actually doesn't have an excellent rating. They just have a good rating at this point. They have nothing in the excellent category. But you're going to need that rain to fall, and that's going to be pretty important. I think corn is still hanging in there pretty strong just because you're still in a market situation that everyone that uses corn makes money, and they're going to, you know, keep buying it as long as they can. Beans are kind of choppy right now, but in general still working higher. I'm very impressed with the new crop beans, currently above $12, and if you can close above that, I think that would be a really good sign for the bean market. So I still think you got, you know, good demand under these markets, supply is going to be more and more talked about as we, you know, get to start looking at planting and what our crop potential could be this year.
Is there going to come to a point, though, that the U.S. might just say, whoa, we cannot export any more beans until we get a handle on where our numbers are at for our own needs?
Yeah, it's a good point because, you know, people that have the beans, you know, they're looking to do something with them and make the money. But we are very tight. We are very tight, and we're getting tighter as we go here. It's amazing to look at the shipments to know that our shipments have almost reached, you know, what we need for the whole year. And we keep selling beans. We haven't gone negative. You know, anything that we sell is just adding more to it. So at some point, you'll have to see how that kind of plays out, or, you know, if our prices get too high to completely shut it off, or we start bringing stuff in from other countries or however that plays out. But the demand for beans is still really good, especially for meal. And with that being said, you know, people are still trying to get their hands on it. It's kind of still in that period of where, because prices are still going up, that, you know, there's kind of that fear in the, you know, got to get it before you can't get it, so.